I've been away from writing for a month. I return back to basics with two stories and an invite. On Wednesday, Jennifer and I found ourselves on a bucket list hike to the top of Machu Picchu in Peru. Our guide, Marcelino, has led over 500 hikes of a day or 4 days' length. He's had his ticket punched enough to shred it, like the one on the Polar Express. The six-hour hike is considered moderate. We found it strenuous. We climbed a net 1,200 feet, probably 1,500 when you consider the downs that punctuated the climb. And portions of the hike consist of steps, as many as 350 in a row, that are nearly as steep as a ladder. At the summit of the Inca Trail, the amazing city ruins rest at 8,000 feet above sea level. The air is thin. We worked. We talked, but mostly saved our breath. We stopped sometimes twice in a half a mile to let our lungs and heart catch up to our ambitions. About 2 hours in, we took a 3-minute heart rate stabilizing rest. Marcelino had been quiet, but as we now hit stride again and our heart rates picked up, he announced with energy, "You're doing a good job, guys." It was so simple, but he might as well have just taken the packs off of our backs. Jen and I both noticed we felt lighter. He had encouraged our hearts quite literally. So what? Well, every new person on a team and every new team wonders, how am I doing? Every caddy and busboy, waiter, freshman, transfer student, first-time supervisor, manager, even CEO will wonder, how am I doing? Sure, Jen and I knew we were okay. It was the challenging walk we had eagerly signed up for, after all. But in that stripped-down natural environment, you're doing a good job, lubricated our minds, hearts, bodies. 2 days later in Cusco City, a man apologetically interrupted us at breakfast. Mohammed was a Georgia Tech-educated architecture professor in Peru to study the Incan ruins. He came to our table to tell Jennifer how grateful he was for her advocacy. He said he had been in the U.S. for 17 years and a citizen for 10, but, he said, you never forget your homeland. He was from Iran. How wonderfully and dangerously small is our world. Michigan, California, Iran, converging in Peru. My heart swelled twice, with pride for my wife and her terrific work ethic, and with gratitude to this man for his heartfelt words of inspiration. You matter, he said. You're doing a good job. As we begin this new year, imagine how many people's hearts you can touch and what a difference you can make if you simply lead with your best self.